Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Spanish Fly, and you listen to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Raised by Sound.
Yo, what is going on, everybody? You're listening to 91.7 FM WXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Germain. Hopefully you guys are doing okay. It has been a week. It is finally getting kind of chilly outside because this is my type of weather. You know, I'm ready for hoodie season. Some people like hoodies in the summer too, in the spring, but I can't do it. I get too sweaty for that. But yeah, it's been an okay week. You know, it's just been you know. So in news of that, unfortunately, Quincy Jones passed away, and I wanted to pay some tribute to him overall. And yeah, I have a list of music from him. It's going to be either that he produced it or that he actually performed it himself, because just in case some people don't know, you know, Quincy, of course, he produced Thriller, and Michael Jackson's, well, Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad, all the essential albums that made him officially the King of Pop. But in addition to that, Quincy did music of his own, and he produced a lot of more tracks for people. So, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, waving to people outside the window. Hey, what was I saying? Oh yeah, Quincy, he produced a lot of tracks for people and had music of his own. So I'm going to be playing some music that he wrote himself and that he performed himself. And I'm also going to be doing some stuff that he did from the soundtrack, The Pawnbroker, which is a good movie if you guys, you know, anyone does want to check it out. But that being said, I'll get into some of the music. I'm going to be Quincy Jones. I'm going to be doing that for the first half hour. Oh yeah, another thing about The Pawnbroker, it is a soundtrack that he did that broke color barriers, because not a lot of black people at the time were doing soundtracks for movies that, you know, included white people in it. So it's revolutionary in that sense. And he did that for a lot of other movies and soundtracks as well. And of course, he had connections with Frank Sinatra. I could go on about that, but of course you can research about Quincy Jones. But yes, let's do a little tribute to Quincy Jones. Let's get into some music.
Thank you. In other words, I love you. Jazz Ambassadors of the U.S. Army Field Band is performing at Overton High School on Thursday, November 14th from 7 to 8:30. The official touring big band of the United States Army formed in 1969, the Jazz Ambassadors is a 19-member ensemble who has received great acclaim at home in all 50 states and abroad, performing America's greatest original art form, jazz. The concert is free and open to the public. More information and tickets at armyfieldband.com/events.
In today's fast-paced digital world, support for community radio can't be raised by sound alone. St. Francis Elevator Ride is proud to support Raised by Soundfest by making it an experience you can't just hear, you can see.
Programming on WIXR is brought to you by a grant from the FedEx Arts Program, providing grants to arts-focused organizations to strengthen the Memphis community through the arts and in alignment with FedEx's charitable priorities of access and stabilization.
This is Keith Daniel Cooper, and you're listening to 91.7 FM, WIXR, Memphis.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to 91.7 FM, WXR. This is the audio box with Devin Jermaine. Just did a little Quincy Jones tribute. Not finished yet, necessarily, but that was some of his early jazz orchestral stuff. So he did a lot of writing himself. He did a lot of producing. He did a lot of orchestral arrangements for different soundtracks, independently for other artists that he was connected with, including Frank Sinatra. He worked with a lot of artists, but yeah, that was some of his earlier stuff, especially a lot of 60s stuff from him. So I'm about to get into some more, I guess you could say, other decade stuff, because of course music changed over time, but Quincy, of course, being the genius that he was able to adapt. So, you know, you get into the 70s, still doing a lot of great stuff with a lot of artists, doing stuff with, what, Donny Hathaway, Brothers Johnson, of course, Michael Jackson, and many more artists. So, yeah, I'm about to get into that portion of everything. But, yeah, I think you're about to recognize this track. It's very familiar. It's from the best-selling album of all time. Just a hint. What is the best-selling album of all time? I'm sorry, I couldn't even say that. I can't even say it with a straight face. But now I'm about to play Billie Jean. So that track always hits. And I remember the engineer for Billie Jean, Bruce Sweden, he had a bass drum isolator. So when you hear that intro with the boom, dun, boom, you know, with the kick drum, the snare, and the hi-hat, that bass drum, the boom, you know, that part, that is being isolated through something that he made himself. Incredible stuff. But yeah, Quincy played a huge role. Of course, he produced the song, played a huge role in making Michael's vision, you know, come into play. So he helped with the arrangements of it, including, you know, the orchestral arrangement, the synthesizers, everything. And of course he helped Louis Johnson, the legendary Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson. He helped them with the bass line. So yeah, I'll get into it. But first, there'll be a quick word from Quincy reflecting on making or being part of the best-selling album of all time. Yeah, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Jermaine. Here we go.
Thriller became the best-selling album of all time. It won an unprecedented 8 Grammy Awards, and to date remains the biggest-selling album in music history. Quincy Jones' final thoughts on Thriller.
Well, listen, man, let me put it like this. I never have any doubt how it's going to be. When a record goes to number one, everything then from, as I said, starts with songs. We got killer, killer, killer songs that went everywhere. And it's no, I don't think it's an accident that it hit everybody from 8 to 70, man, everywhere in the world. That's never happened before. I mean, you know, a young black kid to be the idol of so many millions of kids all over the world, it never happened really before. Not on that level, you know. Where does the surprise come from? I mean, everybody in the world goes in to make a number one record. Everybody. So when you get a number one record, you shouldn't be surprised, you know. I mean, something this big, you should be not only surprised, but gracious and feel blessed, you know, and get on your knees, you know, because you don't, nobody knows how to aim at anything like that. You can't, man. That's got something to do with something with divinity. It really does. Anybody that tells me they know how to make an album like this is lying, you know, because you can't plan it. There's nobody that doesn't want to sell 50 million albums. Give me a break.
Shh. compliment what she does. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer all night long. Love her today, find 100 ways. Don't forget there could be an old lover in her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say? Maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay.
Hey, this is Steve Selvage, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Listening to 91.7 FM WYXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Germain. Ooh, you know, that was a special effect. That special effect is tapping the mic by mistake. But yeah, that was the sound you just heard. But yeah, I just played Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Then I did Quincy Jones featuring James Ingram. And yeah, I did that as a tribute to Quincy Jones, who just passed away recently. So rest in peace to Quincy Jones. Man, what a legacy. He touched on so many genres. Very innovative in his vision for music and sound. Just amazing. But I was able to play a lot of Quincy Jones and music that he wrote and that he collaborated with for other people. And you know, I was kind of free to play it because I'm on WYXR, you know, 91.7 FM, WYXR, Raised by Sound. You know, I'm just blessed to have a show on here. We have over 100 DJs and we play all types of music. And it is through you guys that we're able to even do this. So if you want to support us and, you know, help us continue to do events like the December 7th event, Raised by Sound, you know, you can go to WYXR.org and click on that donate button. And yeah, we're going to have a lot of free live music from 1 to 6:30 with the Blue Tom, Foster Falls, Cut Worms, Hooray for the... Oh, snap, Hooray for the Riff Raff. Yeah. It just clicked. It clicked because I forgot for a second that they were going to be there. So it really just clicked. But yeah, I'm hyped for all of those artists being there. And JC Spaceman and John Coxon of Spiritualize. Yeah, we got a great lineup. But yeah, if you want to help us continue to do events like that, go to WRXR.org and click on the donate button. So, up next, I'm going to close the show out with some recent music or some modern music, I guess you could say. So, yeah, I'll get into that in a little bit, but first I got to give a shout out to the song I'm about to play. It's by Bippa. Also, just a note, she went to college with me too, so I met a lot of other people who did music or was interested in music too, because I also like to write music as well, just in case anyone didn't know. But yeah, I was talking, well, her name is Olivia, her artist or pseudonym name is Bippa. But I was talking with her. She said that she did music, that, you know, she was working on some. And yeah, as soon as she released some music, she let me know, because I asked her. I said, hey, let me know when you're about to release something. And she let me know. So, you know, I have a radio show now. So I'm like, hey, why not play it? You know, I'm about to play it. So yeah, I'm about to play it. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. I really liked it, and I can't wait for her to release some more music. And that was going to be great. But yeah, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Jermaine. Devin Jermaine. Devin Jermaine. Okay, seriously, though, here we go.
I I rain pretend that I'm sleeping. I'll just pretend that I'm, that I'm, that I'm, that I'm.
Huey's is proud to support WYXR's Raised by Soundfest. Established in 1970 with 10 locations, Huey's menu includes burgers, sandwiches, and more. More information at HueyBurger.com.
I'm DJ Alpha Whiskey, host of Flight Risk, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. As a nonprofit community radio station, we rely on the generosity of donors like you to keep your favorite programming on the airwaves. Become a contributing listener today at WYXR.org/donate.
Raised by Soundfest is just around the corner on Saturday, December 7th at Crosstown Concourse. And the after party promises to be a festival highlight with a DJ set by the Black Keys, performances by Memphis rap pioneers Tommy Wright III and Lil Noid, complimentary eats, beer, and cocktails, immersive art experiences, and more. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today at RaisedbySoundfest.com.
Season, and you're invited to experience live music at no cost. From blues and R&B to country Americana, the Orion Free Concert Series at the Overton Park Shell is showcasing a diverse lineup of talent throughout the summer and fall. More information can be found at overtonparkshell.org.
This is Keith Daniel Cooper, and you're listening to 91.7 FM,
WYXR, Memphis.
Yo, yo, hello. You're listening to 91.7 FM WXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Jermaine. So let me go through the songs. I just played right quick. So I played Bippa, I Rain Fire. Shout out to Bippa. As I said during the other break, I know her. We went to college together. She said she was going to release music. I said, let me know when. She let me know, I played it, because that's how I roll. That's how we roll on WYXR. And speaking of WYXR, you know, if you want to hear your music, you know, you can go to WYXR.org. We'll get on to it. We love supporting local artists from Memphis, you know? Anyway, after that, I did Fugazi by Isla de Caras and the Clubs. Then I did Safety Pins by Honey Glaze. They've released, I think, 2 or 3 singles this year. I can't remember. I've been liking their singles this year, though. Anywho, you know, as I like to say, my time is up. I got 9 minutes left. But it's been a good show. You know, I did a Quincy Jones tribute for the first hour and a half. I was about to say first hour and a half. And yeah, I just did a modern mix because, you know, I love doing my modern mixes.
Set.
Hey. How's it going? But yeah, I'm about to play, I guess I'll play a few more songs. I think 2-3 more. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Again, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on WYXR, of course. And stay tuned for... Wait, hold on. I gotta make it a 10. I don't know if I can make it a 10. Oh, you're making me nervous, Lori. Lori, you're making me nervous. Stay tuned for... Ready?
Yeah.
Swishing the glide.
Ooh, nice note hold out at the end. Love it.
What number?
Nine and a half.
Oh, you see? Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. That's a start.
Yeah.
9 and a half. I'm trying to get to 10.
Okay, you gotta do what you just did, but louder.
Louder?
Yeah. That was a nice soft take. I do like that.
I like it soft.
Alright.
That's my limit.
go softer then. Maybe you'll get a 10 next time.
Softer. Oh, you want me to go softer?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.
Si mi pasado. protegeré si me das una señal para vernos siempre ahí. Es cierto, nada en esta vida es perfecto. Tenemos en común tanto dolor. Déjame ser tu luz, darte calor y estar para siempre.
Thank you.